Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
And welcome back to another edition of Issues in Education. Mondays during the Noon Report, we spotlight the issues that matter to our public schooling families with the good doctor, Ralph Kerr, at the Teaching and Learning Institute in Houghton, New York. Well, Ralph, welcome back to the program, sir. Great to have you today.
Thank you, Bob.
You recently attended the New York State School Board's convention in Rochester, New York. Tell us a little bit about this gathering. What were some of the hot-button education issues that they discussed there in the Flower City?
Yeah, the convention is held each year, and this year there were about 2,400 people there, and some of the sessions were really interesting, one particularly on a topic that we talked about fairly recently, and that was on how to overcome the teacher shortage. That was a real hot-button issue. Then, of course, as you would expect, safety in schools and mental health issues. And then another thing that really is getting a lot of attention right now is how to develop workers for businesses in our communities. Apparently, the businesses are really looking at the whole question of where are we going to get our workers from? And we heard a presentation from the president of the Chamber of Commerce in Rochester that said employers may end up leaving the state because of the lack of people who can come to work every day and know how to learn.
Wow.
So that's a real challenge for school boards.
Well, a lot of important issues there that you discussed. Let's leave high school for just a second and head to the college setting, Ralph. Back in the springtime, the president signed an executive order to withhold federal aid to schools that don't protect free speech. This is a big debate. In fact, there's a film coming out called No Safe Spaces that details the far left agenda when it comes to free speech on college campuses. With that said, how do you counsel a parent when it comes to making a choice for higher education for their kid? Do I automatically say my child's going to a Christian college? How would you counsel that parent that's faced with that decision today?
Well, I have a real bias here, and obviously all the research says that in the secular colleges, there is a lot of liberal bias on the part of the professors. And so I certainly would counsel people to take a really good look at Christian colleges. I know in my own case, all three of my children went to Houghton College, as you did.
Yeah.
And while I think we have to wrestle with the fact that Christian colleges can be really expensive, there is assistance available, and I would encourage people to take a look at that. That's not to say that the Christian colleges are perfect or that they don't have some professors that might be more liberal than we would like them to be. But I think there are at least opportunities for continued Christian growth in that kind of a setting, and that would be my counsel.
All right, great advice there, and let me give a thumbs up to Houghton as well. Wonderful school, and there's a lot of others too, but Houghton is definitely right up there. Well, Halloween is this Thursday, Ralph. I'm sure you weren't expecting this topic, but it's a great discussion. But how do you counsel parents, especially parents of young kids who are conflicted about whether or not to let the little ones dress up for Halloween?
Well, you seem to have a constant knack of leading me into really controversial topics, and this is certainly one, but I'm just speaking personally now. I don't see anything wrong with young children dressing up maybe as an angel or in an animal costume. Let them participate. Lots of elementary schools have great parades, and the kids really enjoy that, and I think if it's done carefully, I certainly wouldn't recommend wearing a witch's costume or the devil or anything like that, but I think it can be done tastefully, and it does save the children being isolated.
Finally, a little less controversial, but very important, there's a study out that shows less than 4 in 10, 38% of kids today are involved in youth sports, and by the time they get to ninth grade, 70% of kids drop out of youth sports altogether. I know, Ralph, when we look at the obesity epidemic in our kids today, this has got to be very concerning to you.
It really is, and I think it's really tragic because there's so much good that can come from participating in team sports or even individual sports in terms of discipline, regulation of your time, and teamwork. Now, I know there's a real decrease in participation in football because the parents are concerned about the injuries, and rightfully so. But there are lots of other sports that are offered in high school that can be less violent, but can still speak to some of those areas of discipline and certainly keeping kids in shape, which is it's a real problem today with obesity and I'm sad to see that, and I hope that parents listening will rethink that. Not every high school student is going to be a D1 athlete, but there's still lots of benefits from participating in a team sport.
I always used to say I learned so much more about life on the ball field than I did in the classroom. get those kids involved in sports. Ralph, you've got a wonderful website. If folks want to know more about the Teaching and Learning Institute, where can they go?
Thanks so much for the opportunity, Bob. It's simply yrun.org. Byrun.org.